The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, what's up? Lindsay B here with Tracy, who is our, usually we call her our Jedi mindset ninja head coach with the mindset. But today we're going to do a little special take. We are actually going to do more of a marketing kind of aspect of things. And Tracy's secret weapon is once you get into next level, especially, you find out that she is the wizard with copywriting and marketing, and she's just got all these different sides to her. So I wanted to showcase that side of her today. And she's going to tell us two things that you should be doing in regards to marketing and branding yourself, and one thing you should definitely not be doing. So I'm going to let Tracy take it away here. And what's the first thing we should keep in mind?
All right. Hello, hello, everybody. I just want to say, it's interesting, just as a framework, usually I'm a mindset coach, and mindset is really about psychology. And psychology is about human behavior. Why do we do what we do? Why do we not do what we don't do, right? What sways our decision-making, even when it's not conscious, even when it's unconscious. And so to me, mindset, working with mindset and buyer psychology, right, is really, they go hand in hand. So marketing is just really an extension of being really good at understanding people, and specifically your people. So, and that starts with the number one thing that you've got to do. You've got to understand your people. Now, I hear this a lot. We hear this a lot. They say, well, what's your niche? Well, who are you targeting? And we'll hear things like, well, I'm residential. So homes, houses. Okay. Or we hear, well, I'm commercial. So, you know, industrial buildings. Okay. First of all, those are not niches. Those are business models. A business model is residential cleaning. That's a business model. Commercial is a business model. Niche isn't even about the building. So then we hear, well, you know what it is, Lindsay? It's I clean houses that are over 1,500 square feet and, you know, above. I'm like, okay, still not a niche.
Right? Narrowed it down a little.
A niche is a person.
Oh, okay.
A niche is a group of people. Who are these buyers? Who are these people that are going to say yes? Okay. So it's a who, not a what. Mm. All right. In our case, this is a what. Now, if you're in commercial, you may very well be that the who, the decision makers, do run, or managers or whatever, or owners of industrial buildings, but industrial buildings don't hire you. Okay. So it's really important. So who's your avatar? Who's your niche? What's your niche? The second thing that we're going to talk about today is what's your unique selling proposition? What makes you different in the market space that you're in? Niching, by the way, is one of the big differentiators right off the bat, because a lot of your competitors are not doing that, not niching. But what makes you unique? What's your hook? What's your thing? So we're going to talk about that, what to do there. And then the one thing not to do, I'm not really going to tell you too much because I want this to be a little bit of a surprise, but I will give you a hint. It has to do with not being boring. Ooh. Okay. So not being boring. The cardinal sin in marketing is boring your audience. Okay. Boring equals ignoring. Okay. So write that down.
That's a good one to write down. Boring equals ignoring.
Right. Boring is ignoring. Get you ignored. Okay. So don't do that. All right. So let's dive in. Let's talk about avatar and niche.
Yeah, I like that word, avatar.
Yes. Avatar is really just a word we use for representation, a typical client. Like, who's your, if you had to think about all your clients or the ones you would like to work with, maybe you're brand new and you're saying, I don't know who my client is yet. But think about your favorite client. Now, don't think about what kind of business they have yet. Like, we're not talking about that yet. Who is this person?
Okay.
What are they like? Who are they? Are they a property manager? If you're in commercial, they're a property manager. Okay, that's a start. Are they a man or a woman tend to be? That matters, because if like it's 80% men and 20% women, then you know, you're going to target, your avatar is going to be a man. Okay. If you're in residential, guarantee your avatar is going to be a woman, unless you specifically go like niche to bachelors. And I did that. We did actually have a client, Lindsay, that did that, that chose to niche to bachelors.
I did not know that.
I know.
I like it.
And she was the only one. Because everybody else was busy niching and targeting busy housewives and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with, who is this person? And then we want to get more specific. What is it about this person that's unique? What kind of problems do they have specifically that relate to what you do? And really, this is where, you know, a lot of guessing starts happening. we think we know, but here's the truth. If you really want to get to know, first of all, you have to decide who it is you're going to target. You have to decide. Mm-hmm. And so often we hear here in Grow My Cleaning, people come to us for the first time and say, well, I don't want to narrow it down. Like, I don't want to miss any opportunities. I just want to market to whom, if they have a house, I'm residential. If they have a house, we'll clean it. If it's Airbnb, we'll clean it. If it's, you know, move-ins, move-outs, we'll clean it. Well, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it looks like a house, we'll clean it. Okay. You can't market that way. The problem with that strategy is that marketing needs to be specific to the person. You only market to one person at a time, believe it or not. I know your marketing, they reach a lot of people, but they don't experience it that way. They're one person. And so you're going to reach one person at a time in masses, yes, but you have to be specific. You got to narrow it down. So once you have your person decided who it is that your avatar is, now you want to talk to them. You want to have what we call here a pain conversation, P-A-I-N, pain, because pain is what motivates people to do something different, right?
Right.
If I'm not in real, if I'm not in real pain, like how motivated am I going to be right now, totally feeling fine, to go out and buy some Tylenol? I'm probably not even thinking about it. I'm like, maybe if it's somewhere on a list, maybe, but chances are pretty good that if I start getting a headache, I'm going, okay, I'm going to the store. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to the store to get Tylenol or to get some equivalent, right? Pain reliever.
Right.
So people don't seek out pain relief without pain. So you want to start talking to your ideal client, your avatar. You want to interview them. You want to ask them questions of like, what bothers them? What is it about their home that and cleaning that is problematic for them? You know, mm-hmm. what is it keeping them from, you know, those kinds of things. So have pain research kinds of conversations. You don't guess, don't presume that you know everything about your client, because guess what? They're always going to surprise you. When you ask, they're going to tell you the truth, their truth in their language.
Okay. So let's back up one step here. And I'm wondering, what does that look like? What if you do have that favorite client? Can you ask, and this is just me off the top of my head, can you ask the client you already have kind of like a check-in to see what their pains really are and make sure you're lining up and satisfying whatever that pain is and your solution to it? Or do you just go out fresh to new people?
So you can ask current clients, although we assume that current clients are already out of pain because you're giving them great service.
True.
You know, and so it's harder for people who are kind of not in pain in the moment to talk about their pain, but you can okay. talk to them. I would flip it. So if I'm going to talk to a current client, I want to talk to them about what they like. Talk to them about what they want, what they like, what they enjoy about your service, because that's the flip side to the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. What especially do you like about, you know, let's say you're in commercial, it's like, what do you like the most about the kind of service that we provide for you? And they'll be very specific, like, I love the way you do this. Now, you can, by nature, then take that and go, what's the opposite?
Got it.
What's the opposite of that? And that will tell you the pain that's they're no longer in because you solved it, but it's a great way to do this. So let's say they say, well, I love how you communicate with us really quickly about things. So if you see something in our building and you let us know right away, you know, we really love that. Well, what would be the opposite of that? Cleaning companies that never communicate, that don't communicate, and stuff happens and they can't get a hold of them there, right? So that would be the opposite. So I would use people that you don't have a relationship with for pain, okay. asking because they're presumably in some sort of pain because they don't have you yet, and use your current clients for what they want and what they like.
Like it. I like the distinction. Okay. Yeah.
And here's a little hint. Don't try to paraphrase what they're saying. Write down, or if it's a phone call, record so that you have their exact language, because their exact language is what you want to use in your marketing.
Oh, that's a good tip. That is a good tip. Okay. Take it straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. So if they're saying things like, you know, this current janitorial company, I swear they make me want to pull my hair out. Say that in your marketing. You could say, are you sick of your janitorial company that makes you want to pull your hair out? Because if that's the kind of language that your client is using, your avatar, then you want to use that language. Why? Because it's like a fly to, you know, the moth to the flame. It's so attractive to them because it resonates.
Okay. I like that. That's a really good tip. Writing that one down. My other question, actually, it's not a question. It's something you said in our little prep or mini prep talk beforehand that I want you to elaborate on.
Yes.
And you said nice doesn't sell. What does that mean, Tracy? I want to be nice to people, but I want to sell. What does this mean?
Nice doesn't sell. Yes. Nice doesn't sell. So this can tie in with both what not to do and what our second one is, and that's the hook and the unique selling proposition. So what does nice being quote nice and having a unique selling proposition have to do with each other? Right. Okay. So what I mean when I say nice doesn't sell is if somebody reads your advertisement or goes to your website or looks at something that you posted on, so, and they say, oh, that's nice. Okay. You're done. It's nice does not sell. That's code for I'm too polite to tell you that it's boring AF, right? Okay. So what does that have to do with unique selling proposition and having a hook? We call it having a hook. So you want to draw people in, you want to attract like the moth, right, to the flame. You want to attract your right person. That's why you have to know who you're marketing to. So your hook is a combination of knowing your audience, knowing your avatar, knowing what attracts them, what do they want to hear? How do they like to be spoken to? Combined with your uniqueness, what makes you different, your company. So it isn't all about you and it isn't all about them. Okay. It's a blend here. So a hook or a unique selling proposition, I'm going to talk about some of our clients because we've worked with them on this. Client I just talked to today, as a matter of fact, her name's Christina. She's amazing. And she, when she came to us, her, the name of her company was her name. And okay. she used, right. And I said, okay, well, you know, as a starter, that's all right. But I think where you're going, let's talk about who you're targeting. And she really got into detail. She was like, well, the community we're in is higher end. And this woman is a little older and she's got her own money. She's married, but she's independent. She's really ready to take care of herself. Her kids are more grown. She may still be, you know, have kids in the house, but her big thing is she's really time constrained. She's got a busy social life. She has a busy, and she wants to be able to do more for herself and have this really luxurious experience. She's worked hard to get here. Right. And I'm like, perfect. Love that avatar description. It's so descriptive. Mm-hmm. And because of, by extension, she has a big house. She's got a lot, you know, so she targets, yes, bigger houses, but remember, houses don't hire you. So this woman, I said, okay, great. If you're going to rename your company, at least from a marketing perspective, how would you describe this experience? And she said, I want her to feel like, and she wants to feel like the way that she feels like when she goes on vacation and she walks through a 5-star hotel doorway, right into the door. And that moment where she's, just feels so good. It's like coming into a spa. It's like sanctuary. It's, you know, that everything is going to be taken care of. And I'm like, perfect.
Oh, so okay. Descriptive. Right. So descriptive. Yeah,
exactly.
And so, I want to buy it.
So I said, okay, what about 5-star concierge cleaning? Right. So we came up with a name, a brand, a hook, okay, that she could build all her marketing and languaging around, all her imagery, all the, everything that she did was around this 5-star concierge experience. So instead of, and you see the difference right away, instead of saying, hey, we're residential house cleaners, you know, we'll do it faster and better and we're more professional and our people are bonded and, you know, all the boring stuff that people say, like, we're more professional. Okay, then what? You know, like,
yeah.
You know, there's only so many times you can say the same thing.
Right.
In the same way. 5-star concierge cleaning now has a hook. There's a hook.
There's like a hotel feel just in the name alone, like concierge, 5-star.
Yes.
I love it.
She's being catered to. She's being catered to. So the way Christina presents her, all of her services. And so now she's not competing on price anymore. Cause you know, you don't go to a 5-star hotel and start asking the manager how much, you know, everything in the mini bar is and how much, you know, do you vet your people? Are they all bonded? Are you sure that, you know, it's like, it's an assumption that when you walk through a 5-star hotel, doors that they've thought of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They've got you.
What you get. Yeah.
Yes. So this is an example of how she took this, what could have been, you know, this boring, like same old stuff and turned it into something unique and special. And it was a hook. So, which leads me right to the last thing,
okay.
What not to do.
Yeah. What do we not do? I've been trying to figure this out.
Thou shalt not commit the ultimate sin in marketing. And that is to be boring.
Ah, okay.
Boring, right? Boring, generic, vanilla, middle of the road, same old, same old. That is just not okay. There is way too much competition out there. There is way too much marketing messaging out there that's really good, that is going to steal the attention of your people. And you just cannot afford it. You cannot afford to say the same old things and think you're going to get, you know, get an edge on your competition in your market. Okay.
So got it.
I have a little exercise for everybody.
I love it.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
Hopefully if you're not driving and you have a piece of paper and pen, write this down. Okay. So what I want you to do is in your area, I want you to Google. Would you put into Google whether your janitorial, commercial, or residential, Google residential cleaning or house cleaning, just that simple, mm-hmm. or commercial cleaning or janitorial. And I want you to see what comes up. Okay. Now I want you to notice, you know, the ads, like, and then click on them. Look at the competition, start to notice and write down the things that you see that you start seeing a lot of. So what are the things that they say? Write down the things that they're saying. Do they use similar imagery? Do they use similar colors? Are they kind of like, are they talking a lot about themselves, their service? What are they saying about their service? I want you to like kind of take mental notes, make literal notes. Then I want you to start noticing how many of these things are the same.
Mm.
Okay. How many similarities there are between this company and the next company and the next company, right? Okay. And then I want you to look at that paper really hard and never do any of those things ever again. Don't use any of it. Okay.
The only time.
So I'm talking about the similarities, right? You remember when I said the number one sin is to be plain, boring, traditional, the same as everybody else. It's white noise. Mm. It is what gets you ignored. What did I say about being ignored? Ignoring
is boring.
Equals ignoring, right? So if you don't want to be ignored, don't have them be bored. Okay. So
got it.
There you go. So no boring. So you may be asking, okay, great. What do I do instead? What do I do instead of being boring and using the same old language? Well, this is where your personality comes in. Who are you? Are you funny? Are you, do you have a quirky sense of humor? Are you like, we have Renee.
I love
we love her. She's in a smaller market. And her whole thing is she loves pets. Mm-hmm. Her company's pet friendly. She shows pictures of her clients' dogs and cats, and there's like that's her thing. And her whole personality is kind of quirky and funky and fun and pet friendly and a little hippie in a fun way, right? She's mm-hmm. kind of funky like that, but that gives her character. It gives her company character, and her core values are really communicated strongly through her messaging and her imagery. And so that's not boring. It's not like anybody else. You don't see 50 other competitors saying and doing the exact same thing, right? So differentiate, get different, be different. Now, not different in a way that's just for the sake of being different, but that is unique and authentic to you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that is, that was a down and dirty, quick version of what to do and what not to do. So, Lindsay, would you like to do a little recap before we?
I would. I'm in taking my little notes here. Okay. Yes. So number one, we have to know our people, our avatar, who are our niche, really niche it down. Don't just say moms of the household. What does she do? What does she want to stop cleaning for? What is she all about? Like really dig into that person. Yes. And then number two, have a unique, different, special hook that draws people into you.
Yeah.
We're doing so far, right?
Yes. Unique selling proposition, something that makes you different in the marketplace. Yes.
All right. USP, you say, right? You need USP. Selling proposition. That's the lingo. Okay.
Well, and number not UPS, USP.
USPS. USP. And don't be boring. Do not be boring, Cleaning Nation. Don't be boring. Just don't. I mean, look at us. I got blue hair. Tracy's wearing purple. I mean, don't be boring. Come on. Okay. And then the exercise, they're going to have to rewind because we are running out of time, but definitely Cleaning Nation. I want you to get on the exercise that Tracy did. That is a good one. I've never heard that before, by the way. So even I was writing down notes. I was like, oh, this is so good. Yeah. All right, Tracy. Thank you so much for jumping on with me. I really appreciate you taking the time. And for you out there in Cleaning Nation that want to learn more, want more tips, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and you're going to see a special presentation from Mike. And that will get you even more into some other marketing tips, I believe, in that workshop too. So
yes,
until next time, Cleaning Nation, take care and we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.